Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Almost half of all the mothers who gave birth at the National Maternity Hospital last year were in their late 30s or 40s. One in 10 mothers were aged over 40. More and more women in Ireland are having babies later in life. But there are risks, and to look at some of those and to examine why we are seeing these trends and how they're being dealt with, we're joined by the Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Professor Shane Higgins. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Justin.
Eilish O'Regan of the Irish Independent was writing about this during the week, and she pointed to some of the trends in your own hospital's annual report, which show that more women are, I suppose, postponing motherhood until later in their life, in their late 30s or 40s, which is a change from previous generations. Why do you think we are seeing these trends develop?
I think the reasons are probably very complex. I think if you look at our annual reports, and we have very detailed data going back a number of decades, but in the last 10 years, the number of women over 35 has gone from 38% to 49%. The women over 40 has gone from 6.9 to nearly 12%. So we're certainly seeing women, and it's not a big jump. It's a very gradual increase year on year. We're seeing women who are, for one reason or another, postponing having their children till their late 30s, early 40s.
And do you think that this is due to societal factors? I mean, is housing, do you think, a factor that people, you know, they want security, they want a secure place to live before they start a family?
Well, I certainly think we're seeing more women and more couples who are postponing the commencement of their families because of career pathways. And that's one reason. But I would just like to point out, if you go back 40, 50, 60 years, there were women having babies well into their 40s at that point in time, perhaps for different reasons. But that risk hasn't changed per se, but we're just seeing an up and down trend over the last 40, 50 years.
There are risks, though, to having your children late, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean,
what are you seeing then? What are the issues that you commonly see?
Well, the three common issues when it comes to trying to get pregnant are: we're seeing women who are having more issues with fertility the older they are. We're seeing patients who are having more miscarriages the older they are, and the risk of having a baby with a chromosomal abnormality. And they're risks that we know to be associated with advanced maternal age. But for those who do achieve pregnancy, the good news is the vast majority of women, even in their early 40s, have very, very healthy babies. And as you said in the introduction, one in nine babies born in our hospital are born to women over 40. And the vast majority of those are healthy, healthy pregnancies and with the birth of a healthy baby. But the risks in pregnancy are increased risk of conditions like gestational diabetes, hypertensive disorders, preeclampsia, increased risk of cesarean section. And that's driving that cesarean section rate nationally up as well.
Do you think that the couples who are postponing pregnancy until later on, that they are fully aware of those risks before they make that decision?
That's a great question. I'm not sure they are necessarily fully aware, and it's something that we're certainly trying to bring to the fore in terms of conversations and debates on having babies. I think a lot of women are aware of that there are risks with advancing maternal age, but to drill down into the detail of that, I'm not sure that necessarily they all are.
As a clinician then, I mean, do you think that there should be a cut-off point in people's lives, an age perhaps beyond which that people should say it's not a good idea to have children from now on?
No, and in fact, my patients will have heard me say this many times. Don't ever decide not to have a baby by virtue of your age. The vast majority will be successful, healthy pregnancies. They'll need much closer monitoring. They may end up with a cesarean section, but never not have a baby if that's what you want to do.
Does the medical system need to adjust or change to the changing trends? And by that I mean do older women who require perhaps more monitoring, more interaction with the maternity services throughout their pregnancies, and perhaps that their babies as well may need more medical treatment. Does that require then the system to adjust and change to those trends?
Well, I think the system is adjusting, and albeit there are very small incremental changes to the population. So year on year, we would see a rise in our induction of labour rate, a rise in our cesarean section rate, the number of babies being admitted to NICU. So older women do have a greater chance of having low birth weight babies, premature babies, and this all adds to the burden of work. We're seeing that, and I think the clinicians who are in charge of the hospitals and in charge of the maternity units, the doctors and the midwives, they're acutely aware of the changes that are taking place, and they are adapting appropriately as time goes by.
You're coming to the end of your term as master of the National Maternity Hospital. There is a plan for a new maternity hospital. I think the most recent estimate was that it would be built in 2028 or 2029. Maybe you have a different figure on that. But considering the delays we've seen with the National Children's Hospital, I mean, are you concerned about the timelines?
Absolutely not. I think I've been involved in this project since its inception in 2013 when James Riley first announced it. I think we have a phenomenally well-designed hospital that is complete in its design. I think the final business case is currently with the Minister for Health. We're very hopeful that the green light will get the go-ahead to start the building works on the main capital hospital in 2026.
Okay, and then when do you expect babies to be born in that hospital?
I think, you know, we have a clear idea of a timeline in terms of how long it's going to take to build, and then we've got the commissioning. I would be honest and say it's probably going to be 31, 32 by the time we see the first babies born in the hospital.
And can the National Maternity Hospital, the Hollis Street Hospital, where many parents have been in and out, myself included, can that cope?
Yes.
And sustain another 5 years?
Yes, it can. I mean, I think if you look nationally at the figures, the birth rate is down nationally. So the same burden in terms of volume may not be there, but certainly the complexity has increased, the cesarean section rate has increased. But the hospital has adapted exceptionally well in the last 10 years. We've built an additional theatre, we've put on another 5 birthing rooms in the hospital. So we've adapted to our needs in real time. But clearly the building is well beyond its life expectancy, and the new hospital, which is the single biggest capital investment by the state in women's health in the history of the state, is well and truly overdue.
Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Professor Shane Higgins, thank you very much for coming into our studio today.